Paul Andrigo, Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered. You finally found the exact place you need to be for the best unfiltered Toronto real estate information, homes, lofts, condos, rentals, you name it. You found it. Tune in. Let's talk. Do it right. Good afternoon, Paul Andrigo, Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered. It is October 17th, 2018. As of October 16th, 2018, there's been a huge change in what happens when you're selling your Toronto and GTA, and that means Oakville, that means Richmond Hill, that means anywhere in York region, anywhere over in Oshawa, Ajax. Love hearing from you guys. Thanks to this podcast. Big changes have happened. As of this week, anytime I'm listing a property, and that could be, again, your condo in downtown Toronto or your house in Whitby, it is now being added to the Zillow.com Premier Agent Profile. This has been many months in the works, and this has actually been part of the rebranding. If you've noticed, and I think you have, because you'll see a little... you'll see a different kind of logo on the podcast information here from Century 21. Not the one you're used to. Not the yellow jackets that you remember. A big rebrand. And I'll be honest with you, not everybody was excited about it. I was. The reason I was is because of the fact that adapting to change is critical to growth. And that means everything to do with the company that you hire to help you buy and sell real estate. Of course, hiring me as part of that is a smart move, and you'll benefit from the way I am about that. And on top of it, in our markets, and this is even within the micro markets of all over Ontario that I handle, everything from resale to new construction to rentals, you name it. There's always change, and sometimes it's daily. I've seen in some markets where the changes are hourly. So this is really important that you guys understand this, you know, right from the beginning, meaning that as of this moment, if you haven't already, you'll know that going to, there's one place that you ever need to go to, and that's uniquetoronto.com. I've been working on a new website, something a bit more user-friendly than I've had in the past. And that's also very important for me. So I've actually adapted the way I promote to you guys online, because that's really one element of this process. And I know a lot of you are, you know, meeting me for the first time online. That's important for you to understand as well, because when your property is for sale with me, the first showing also happens online. So in addition to making sure that your property is, of course, marketed locally, which, of course, it always will be with me to the absolute maximum degree, including what I always do for you guys as part of my 5-star client service. Of course, you'll have access to a world-class concierge. Tara Stubbins is absolutely the best advantage of my 5-star client program. I'll say that hands down. Having someone who is at the absolute elite level of helping everyone from doctors to celebrities like Mick Jagger stay organized and make moves, including, you know, single mothers, including single fathers, including, you know, families who are traveling. She's worked with all of them, and she's helped my family as well. And it's just something that where, you know, when there's such a great result from something, I can't help but share it. And that's just the way it is for me. So there's that element of it. And that happens even before you do anything. And that helps you get organized. So for me, that skill, that taking care of you aspect of this whole process goes on way beyond the move. And that's something that I find not everyone in my field, you know, they don't think like that. They're basically focused on, you know, getting all the plastic flowers and the rented couches in there for the sale, getting all those all out of your house the day after the sale. And I would rather you focus on living well anyway. So I'd rather you not need that stuff. If you do need that stuff, it's a minor issue. You know, furniture can be rented. There's 100 places I can send you for that. And don't get fooled by the free staging. I know you guys are smarter than that. Over the years, you've understood what that means. You're definitely not going to be stuck in any situation when it comes to, you know, having to only choose certain things. I like you guys to have options. So I've actually even adapted my my pricing options for when we're pricing your property to kind of match with, you know, how the property, again, needs to look and how it needs to project. And most importantly, again, I want to take care of you guys right through the whole process, including when it's all done and everything's all sort of, you know, squared away. You've got your new keys. The buyer or seller has their new keys. Then, of course, the awesome resort vacation certificate awards, travel awards, rewards come in. And that's just a nice little added bonus on top. And that's sort of your reward for obviously going through either buyer or seller boot camp, which each of those is life-changing. And I've been working on these for years to make sure that, again, there is nothing like this out there. So I really want to make sure that everyone who's listening understands, for me, the importance of this new program that's part of my approach. So obviously there's the UniqueToronto.com aspect, there's the Century 21 branding in effect, and now there's the premier agent status with Zillow.com. And you can see all of this at UniqueToronto.com. You don't have to, well, obviously you are listening and I want you to keep listening, but when you have, you know, the option to head over there and, you know, for example, fill out a home evaluation form, I've added that on the front page. A few of you have asked me where that is. I don't want you having to worry about looking for it. My podcast button is up there as well, too. So I'm trying to make sure that everything that you guys are asking for is there. And I'm not going to overdo it. The one thing about a web presence or, you know, a flyer or anything that's considered reactive, and this is important for me to explain to you because this also applies to when we're listing your properties for sale. So the reactive type of advertising, I don't think that's the most effective of all of it. And that includes websites. So websites are reactive, meaning that when you go there, there's really not much going on besides just a reactive process. I'm far more concerned and far more focused on that, for that matter, a proactive approach. So me talking to you here, and of course, hopefully talking to you at a coffee shop or at your property or on a loft tour, whatever we do, that proactive approach, meaning that we're actually connecting in real life or closer to real life than, again, you know, newspapers and flyers and billboards and all that other stuff. That's all fine, but really isn't proactive. You can't really track that. So for me, it's very important that you guys understand how important this is for me. And I think about this stuff quite a bit throughout my day. It's not all I think about, but it's a big part of, you know, the work aspect of me. There is many others. There's a big side of me that's a music fan. And I spend just as much time sometimes in record stores and at record sales around the city. And getting into that, I'm a guitar player, so I've been playing guitar since I was 13, a little over 30 years now. I've played rugby for a good decade of my life. Still love training, and I've jumped back more into it this year, which has been fantastic. So, again, for me, bottom line, everything to do with being a premier agent has to do with the way I conduct my business. And the fact is, relationships will always be even above the premier agent status, above any branding, above any company that I'm with, because of the fact that the relationships to me are the one thing that are continuous. From when I started, which was a few different companies ago, to now, a lot of those relationships, I actually just heard one from one client today who's been with me through the four different companies. And I didn't move four times, but in two cases, the companies changed their names in the middle of me being there. I really didn't have much to say about it, so I just moved on my way when I was ready. But I've been now with Century 21 for 10 years this year. So to see them adapting and changing and really trying to dominate the world stage, to me this is important, because on my scale here in Toronto and the GTA, I want to be the person that you hire, so that, you know, again, I can help you have a good have good footing on the world stage. Because again, I want your downtown house in Rosedale. I want your condo by the lake, to make sure that it's being seen by, again, people that are all over the world, Zillow users in the U.S. who are looking at property saying, Canada looks amazing. Let's start looking at condos or houses there. A lot of times I'm going to be the first person they meet in that. And that remains to me one of the biggest, things that I focus on in my career. Because very often in a community, when I'm doing community tours, I'm often the first person someone will meet when we're doing tours of Danforth East or tours of Leslieville or tours of Ajax or Pickering. I'm often the first person that they might meet in that city. So I spend a lot of time, and I do spend a lot of time researching everything from small business to safety to events, to everything possible, to make sure that, again, anybody who's moving into these neighborhoods, feels like they know a little bit about it. And no one, until you live there for a while, no one knows any neighborhood, 100% when they move in. So we're all, myself included, we're all taking a chance when we move into a new neighborhood. But technology has made it such that we can connect a lot more, especially on things like Facebook community groups, which I'm a part of very many of them. And I'm part of discussions, and I'm part of solutions as well. In my own community, I started a neighborhood watch program, and it's become wildly successful because of the fact that, we are connected on such a level that we've actually even recently we're working together to catch someone who was stealing things off of our porches, the Amazon porch pirates, as we call them. Somebody had a camera set up. There were multiple sightings of this person around our area, and thankfully the police also were listening and took some of our tips, and we were able to, again, apprehend this person. The police were. So it was to me, this was one of those things where I love telling that story, because no, it's not about real estate, but it is about community. And it's definitely about relationships. And again, wanting each of you in your neighborhoods to feel as safe and as comfortable as possible. And again, by being connected, and that sometimes does mean that you might have to spend a bit of money. You might have to get it, whether it's a Ring doorbell or a Nest camera or whatever it is that you feel comfortable with, to monitor your property when you're not there. This is a new age where you can do that, and you can be on a trip. And I've done this myself, where I'm on a trip somewhere in the States, and I'm able to actually monitor, who's in front of my house, who's knocking on my door, and I'm not anywhere near home. And to me, it's a matter of, again, just the investment that you should put in anytime you're involved with taking care of a property. And not just for that, but I also, when I've set up my camera, it also helps protect the neighbors on a 30-foot radius around my house. So anytime you guys are also setting up your cameras, which, by the way, if you're in the Toronto or GTA area, I've become sort of a amateur, but almost professional security camera installer, because I've helped many clients who haven't ever done this before set up their Ring cameras, and I've done it so many times on my own, and so has my 9-year-old son for that matter, that I've become sort of an expert, and I've sometimes brought him along to help me with it. And then, of course, again, that relates to just setting up any camera with a Wi-Fi network, and allowing you to, again, be at work and be able to check on your property. If you've got the holiday seasons are coming up. You guys might be ordering things off online. The first thing you should order before any of that stuff is a camera of some kind, something that you can monitor your front door area with. And that way you can at least keep an eye on and I hope it doesn't happen, but if someone does decide to steal something on your front porch, you may actually have a good visual on that person. And it's important, again, to have the proper placement of the camera and to have the right resolution. Those are two very big things that I always try to make sure that you guys are focused on. So thank you for tuning in. I think a good 15-minute podcast is enough for today. So have a great day. Today is also the first official day of cannabis being legal in Canada. So smoke them if you got them. And last but not least, it's also the 1-year memorial, I would say, of the great Gord Downie passing away. And aside from the fact that Gord is the storyteller and will always be the storyteller of most of us who grew up in the 90s, I've got a couple of really great Gord stories that I don't know if I've ever shared on my podcast, but I think it's time to do. My first great Tragically Hip story is I got to see them when they were opening for Rush. And this is a huge thing. If you understand Rush, and they are, again, the ultimate Canadian band, superb musicians, incredible artists. They didn't have very many opening acts for them. And they, in their last few years of touring, no one was opening for them. So to have the Tragically Hip opening for them was a huge thing. And obviously I was there for the Rush show, but once Tragically Hip came on, I was almost instantly a Hip fan from that moment, which I believe was 91. And I've seen them. I got a chance to see them so many times at the road show, at the Markham Road Show, and all over Ontario, which is part of growing up, was part of growing up in the probably the 70s, 80s, 90s. But for me, that was the 90s. And the last story I have with Gord was that my family and I were at Dairy Queen, which is in the East York area a couple years back. And at this time, Gord was still living in the area. So we were there just grabbing some ice cream like we do. And sometimes we just head over there after school or on a weekend. And in walks Gord Downie and his family. And they were just basically just doing the same thing we were doing on that afternoon. And as a huge fan, and this is sort of my the Canadian part of, I think, the musical experience, is as a huge fan, I wanted to go up and say hello and tell him how great his music was. But at the same time, he was there with his family and I was there with my family. So it was one of those things where I got a chance to be in the same room with Gord. Again, never met him, never shook his hand. Wish I did. But at the same time, I think, and I don't think anybody else was bothering him either, even though I'm sure other people knew he was there. That was the effect that I believe Gord had on us. Again, not only is the music and the lyrics timeless, and they will always be part of the Canadian soundtrack, again, just kind of just how he was, and just the fact that, again, he lived probably about 10 minutes away from where I live now. And I do drive by his old house now and again, and I've sentimental moments, because again, the music for the most part speaks to us on a very deep level here in Canada, and if you're listening outside of Canada and you haven't ever heard of the Tragically Hip, and you're on Spotify anyways, go up and go out there and search them, and I promise you they will probably be on your permanent playlists, as they are for most of us here. Thanks again for tuning in today. Sorry again, I went a little longer than I planned, but such is life. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.